It's Marketplace Tech for March 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It has been a long week for people paying attention to cybersecurity and the alleged CIA hacking documents released by WikiLeaks. While it is not quite clear yet whether people should be worried about their smart TV or their device being accessed by a spy agency, it does seem clear that U.S. federal officials are concerned. An investigation into the source of the document leak has reportedly been launched, and it's fair to say experts are still combing through all the details of hacking procedures in the thousands of pages of documents. And WikiLeaks announced yesterday it would help tech companies patch security holes. Eric Geller covers cybersecurity for Politico. Eric, thanks for talking with us. What do we know about the investigation right now?
We know that they're focusing on contractors. This is certainly not the first time that contractors have been in the news about leaks.
Oh, yes.
Edward Snowden, of course, was a contractor. There was a Reuters report that said that all the contracting companies are being asked to look through all their files, review all their documents, and basically figure out if there's a way to connect the activity here to the documents that were released.
Several tech companies implicated in the documents, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Samsung, have put out their own statements. Those statements have been pretty vague in some respects. What should U.S. users be thinking about their devices right now?
Well, there are a couple important things. The first is that the CIA does not have the authority to use any of the techniques that we have learned about against Americans. Certainly, some of these techniques also exist in the hands of the NSA, and then there is a part of the FBI that uses them too. So it's possible that they are being used against Americans by other agencies. That being said, if you are the kind of person who is being targeted by the FBI, there is very little that you can do to protect yourself.
Eric Geller, he covers cybersecurity for Politico. Eric, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
And while we are on this topic, high on the website Reddit this week, a video of a woman asking her Amazon Alexa smart speaker some very pointed questions.
Alexa, would you lie to me?
I always try to tell the truth. I'm not always right, but I would never intentionally lie to you or anyone else.
Alexa, what is the CIA?
The United States Central Intelligence Agency, CIA.
Alexa, are you connected to the CIA? Alexa?
Beedoop. Sounds like Alexa's version of no comment. It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today is Limu Coker, member of the Open Innovation Team at Verizon. Limu, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech
news?
Let's
do this. I've been paying attention, so let's go.
All right. Oh, I'm in trouble. One new dating app.
Is that the Tinder for rich people?
Oh, yes. Well played. Well played. So what we were talking before, you're a married man, I'm a married man.
Off the streets, yeah.
Off the streets, off the market. Tinder Select, as it's called, is a specialized app for CEOs and supermodels. Neither you or I guess, would fit either of those descriptions.
I'm long past my supermodeling days, but hopefully I can be a CEO one day to get in there.
Did you totally miss the Tinder? I totally missed Tinder.
I did.
Apparently, Tinder has been like operating this sort of members-only version of the platform for a while. So it's like very exclusive.
Interesting little app. I'd like to see how that plays out.
Do you feel like, even though we're both happily married, do you feel a slight tinge of sadness that you were not invited?
I mean, if I do get invited, I'd have to let the wife know. Be like, hey, I mean, we're, you know, this is a win for both of us.
We're on the list, honey.
Exactly.
All right, what do you got for me?
25% of companies in the Russell Index.
The Russell
3000 Index.
Oh, man, I'm embarrassed to say. I have no idea what that is, and you got me. I'm stumped.
So no problem. This is actually a very topical one because 25% of the companies in the Russell 3000 Index have no female board members.
Oh, wait. Is this like there's like a hedge fund that am I getting warm
you're getting
here?
There, you're getting there.
Okay.
Getting
and, there. And they're not going to continue to invest in companies that don't have a single female board member?
Correct. So yes. State Street Advisors, who actually put up a statue down by the Bull on Wall Street.
Right. The little girl.
Exactly. Celebrating International Women's Day and Women's History Month this month, put out a report saying 25% of the Russell Russell 3000 index, meant to index around large companies in the stock market, uh-huh. have no female membership. And roughly 50% have less than 15% female board membership. So there's a lot of work to be done to balance out that the equity between men and women on boards.
One new record.
Like music or like Guinness Book?
The Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time. That was a Zelda game, if I remember.
Link, yeah.
Zelda.
Yeah.
All right, I'm old enough to remember that. wow, I do not know. No idea.
All right, finally. Good thing I stumped you because it was getting dangerous there. Okay, so we don't have specifics yet, mm-hmm. but apparently this is to do with how the new Nintendo Switch gaming console, is setting all sorts of sales records. Mm. Nintendo confirmed its Switch video game console set a record for sales during its first 2 days of availability. Were you a Nintendo? Were you in?
I got my first Nintendo Christmas in 1990. Probably the best gift I've ever gotten. I'll never forget it. So, yes, I was a big, huge Nintendo fan. I tried to get the reissue of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
They sold out so fast.
Sold out. The Nintendo Classic.
Yeah, I still love Nintendo.
Do you have enough time in your life for a Switch?
Sadly, no. I love gaming, and I love that industry, but I just don't have that much time for it anymore.
No Tinder in your life and no Switch in your life.
Man, I'm a boring. What happened? What happened to us?
Limu Coker is a member of the Open Innovation Team at Verizon. Limu, thanks a lot for playing this game with me.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.